I want to begin now a new series. I want to spend a few days discussing the topic of Kaddish Yosan, or just Kaddish in general. So I want to name it as Niflois HaKaddish. This sefer is not easy to get. Maybe it is. Niflois Mordechai Putish. You know him? Potash, Mordechai Potash. It was published last year. I saw this lying around in Tarvadas. There was a box in Tarvadas. There's a classic sefer called Hakadosh Ba. You know by who? In Hebrew, there's a classic from a thick sefer. But this sefer is different. This sefer is more mystical. It has some very nice things. So I want to just go over a few ideas that are presented here and discuss with you. Let's start with one idea. First idea is, why is the Kaddish in Aramaic? Why isn't the Kaddish written in Lashon HaKodesh? I mean, most... Yeah, so simple answer is because it was made for the Hamoinam. The simple answer was that it was formulated, composed for the average common man. And the common man at the time when Rekiva of the Tanoim were not fluent in Lashon HaKodesh. They were more fluent in Aramaic, and therefore, in order that people should understand what they're saying, so they composed it in the common language, Aramaic. That is obviously the most common, simple answer. On a more mystical level, you'll tell me that the Malachim don't understand it. So the Malachim, they understand every single language with the exception of Aramaic, so when we want to speak directly to Hashem, why? They consider it to be a downgrade. They consider it to be It's a knockoff from Hebrew. Malachim are creatures of extremes. Everything has to be perfect. There's no room for deviation. If you're not perfect, Malachim don't want to know from you. Human beings are very different than Malachim in this respect, that we're not perfect. We have major flaws. Malachim, they have a task, they have a mission, and they fulfill the mission with the utmost precision and perfection. Aramaic is a watered down or a corrupted version of Lashon Kodesh. And something that is corrupt in their eyes is not worthy of consideration, so they do not know Aramaic. We use that to our advantage because they are not knowledgeable in this language. So when we speak this language, we don't come on to them. We have a direct line. The only one that will listen to us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is knowledgeable of Aramaic, and the Malachim have no say. So we want to communicate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to impress upon man that you're speaking to Hashem. Don't make any mistake and think that you're talking to a Malach, and the Malach is going to take your tefillah and will consider, should we bring this to Hashem? Should we not bring this to Hashem? Should we elevate it to the Shemayim? No, forget about the Malachim. You have a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now here in this sefer, he has an incredible chiddush. He brings in a maral. It's a maral. I never saw this maral before. Never heard. Not that I know any maral. I'm not a big maral person. Has an incredible interpretation, and in the process he says another incredible idea. First, the maral. Read with the maral. Read with the words of the maral. The maral says, "Ki loshon arami einoy loshon miyuchat she'einoy michlal hashivim loshonos hamiyuchadim l'chol uma v'uma." ומפני כי השבח הזה מגיע עד עולם העליון והוא כולל הכול, even the other nations of the world, בלתי מיוחד, רואוי, I'll translate in a moment, let me read the words for those who understand, רואוי שיהיה השבח הזה בלושוין שאינוי מיוחד לאומה מיוחדס. Now here's the big, tremendous חידש, ואינוי רואוי שיהיה בלושן הקודש, Mibnei Shuhu Lashon Miyuchad. Even Hebrew is a language that is miyuchad, which is unique. In other words, there are 70 nations. That's the way Hashem made this world. Shivim Umos. Every nation has its own language, including Klal Yisrael. According to the Maral, people make a common mistake. They think that Lashon Kodesh is the universal language. It's the holy language. It being the holy language, it incorporates everything, and all of the 70 languages are derivatives of Lashon Kodesh. There are books like this. There are libraries like this that show how different languages, they are derived all from biblical Hebrew, from ancient Hebrew. is it true? Is it not true? There must be some truth to it, obviously, if there's so many sources that say the same thing. But the morale says it's not necessarily so. There are 70 languages, every nation has its own language, and Lashon Kodesh is not a universal language. It's the holy language, and it's unique to Klal Yisrael. That's the case. What then is the language, the universal language? In computers, this is called Unicode. Right? These used to be called the ASCII code. Right? ASCII code is basically English. 127 combinations, use 8 bits, 1 byte, and that includes the entire English language, all the various symbols that you see on your keyboard. But what about if you type Hebrew, you type Japanese, you type Chinese? So there came a point in time where they invented something called the Unicode. Unicode doesn't use just 8 bits, 1 byte, which is 127 combinations. It uses thousands. I don't know how many bytes are used. Is it 32 bits? Is it 64 bits? Every letter is represented in 64 bits, and it's some type of code which encompasses every language that exists, the universal language. What is the universal language according to the Maral? Aramaic. Aramaic is the language that is koilel hakol. Every single nation can connect, and we find in common this language that we can communicate. Lashon Kodesh is only for Klal Yisrael. It's the holy language. It's a language that's miyuchid for Klal Yisrael. But it's not the universal language. So again, to read the... Before the Daf Log, they spoke Lashon Kodesh, it seems.
So then, wasn't it universal?
It wasn't. I don't know the answer. You're asking a very good point. There was only one language, so the whole world fell under the... Under the leadership, the role of Klal Yisrael. Well, there was no Klal Yisrael then. It's a very good question. I don't know the answer, but it's a chiddush to me. I never heard this idea before. Yeah.
If only the Kaddish is Aramaic and is going to straight to Hashem Yitbarach.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
and we don't want the Malachim be involved in this. Why all the Tefillah is not Aramaic?
Because Kaddish is on a different level. Kaddish is on a higher level than the rest of Tefillah. It's something different. There are different madrigos. This is a unique expression that is Aramaic. So let's review the Chiddush of the Maral. Now I'll show you the point I want to make. We'll bring out another point which connects to this idea. There are 70 nations. Every nation has its own specific language. Lashon Kodesh is the language that's miyuchet for Klal Yisrael. It's holy. It's better. But it's still a language that's miyuchad. It's limited, and it's, when we recite Kaddish, we're trying to use a language, the universal language, which unites the entire world. Because this is exactly what it says in the Kaddish: Yiskadal v'yiskadash shmei rabo. When will HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name be glorified, be made great? This will occur at the time of Mashiach, Yimos HaMashiach, when the Gula comes, V'hoy Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, b'yom ahu yiyeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. At the time when the entire world will recognize that Hashem is the Creator, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Enoch V'yolam V'ed, like we say in Aleinu, like we say in Kriya Shema. Therefore, we want to use, and that's what the Nusach is. Let's just take a step back. We know that Kiyod Al Keiska, that in our day and age, Chodesh Baruch Hu's name is only Yud Kei. Hashem's name has been diminished from Yud Kei Vav Kei to only Yud Kei. When Mashiach will come, will be expanded to Yud Kei Vav Kei to the complete name. That's what we say. Yiskadal V'yiskadash Shmei Rabba. May Chodesh Baruch Hu's name be expanded. May be expanded from the two letters to the four letters, and this will occur when Mashiach comes, and then the whole world will be drawn into this realization, and that's why we need to make use of a language which is understood by the entire world, which is Aramaic. Okay, now comes the shocking chiddush. In the Torah we know was written in which language? Lashon Kodesh. However, there are a few exceptions. What are some of the exceptions? Yigar Sohadusa. Yigar Sohadusa are two words which Chazal tell us are Aramaic. Okay, what else? What? Totofos. Are you lit Totofos Pirinecha? So Chazal tells Totofos also from Afrike and Kafte. Also two different languages, which in each language, Tot, Pot means two and two.
Yemenit?
There's some Greek, that's right. There are some references to Yaftel Kimul Yefes Yishkom Yol Yishem. There are some references. Study Chumash, you will find Chazal in different locations tell us that there are certain words that are from different languages which have been incorporated into Chamisha Chumash Torah. Now, along comes this Sefer. What? Moshe was an Egyptian name. Well, Chazal make a drasha Moshe, but really the word Moshe was really an Egyptian name with an Egyptian derivative. Now, Rashi says, what? Chazal many times took foreign words and used and made from those words Mamori Chazal. What? Okay, fine.
That's a verb.
But there are words. The Torah, 99% of the Torah is Lashon Kodesh, but there are a few words scattered out through Chamish Kodesh which are not. Totafos, for example, Yigar Sadusa, Moshe. I'm sure you can find more words that has what. Sofnas Paneach. Sofnas Paneach. I'm sure you could find more words. Now, here's the most shocking I've ever heard. I didn't know this until I saw this here. According to Rashi, Rashi himself says this in the Sefer HaParadis. There's another word that's Aramaic. You'll never guess which word this is. It's the last word you would ever imagine. Hashem's name. I'm not going to do it justice because I don't know what I'm saying. But I'm going to try the best I can. You'll help me out. Hashem's name, the most basic, Hashem has many names, you know, there's Kel, or Kim, there's Odon, there's Tzavokos, but the most basic name is Yud Kei Vavke. That is the name that appears most prominently throughout Tanakh. Yud Kei Vavke. By the way, what does Yud Kei Vavke mean? What is that name? We pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adnos. Because we don't know, because we don't really appreciate what it really means. So because we don't appreciate, so Hashem, you the master. We take those letters, Yud Kei Vavke, and we pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You're our master. What does it really mean? So the Torah says Yud Kei Vavke really means Hoya Hover V'Yia. It's a composite of the past. This we're going to elaborate now. I'll do the best that I can. I don't know grammar, so you'll help me. We'll try to get at least an appreciation of this idea and how it ties into the other idea we just said from the Maral. Yud Kei Vav Kei, those four letters basically is the synthesis of three words. What are the three words? Hoya, past; Hove, the present; Yihye, the future. You take those three words and you morph them into, you know, computer graphics. You can do some really fancy things. You can take the common characteristics of two images and you morph them, and this is what it turns into, the average or whatever it is of those three words. That's what the Torah says. Yud Kei Vav Kei in English is translated as the past, the present, and the future. By a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that is the essence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, time. Past, present, future. Now, what does it mean, the word? How do you say the present, which is probably the most important from all three different forms of time, the past and the future, the present, how do you say the present in Hebrew? So there's a pasuk. There's a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk in Chumash, Parash Veira, says, Ki Yad Hashem Hoya Hoya B'miknecha. Let me read the pasuk. It's in Parash Veira, Perek Tes, Pasuk Gimel. One more time. Yad Hashem Hoya B'miknecha Asher Basodeh Basusim B'chamorim B'gmalim B'bakor V'atzon Dever Kaved Mod. There's going to be a Magefa of Dever, and the Dever is going to be Hoya Hoya. Let's read the Rashi, the best that I can. Rashi. Hine Yad Hashem Hoya. L'shoin Hoyve. Hey Vav Hey. Present. It's the present tense. Kichein Ye Omer B'loshon Ekeva. Al Shnehara. How do I know the word Hoya? This is critical. How do I know the word Hoya? Hoya. Remember what we're doing. I just want to give you an advance warning. What we're doing. We're going to extrapolate from the word Hoya to Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei, where it would be pronounced, I guess, would be Yoveh. Yud Kei Vav Kei, you would pronounce it in this form, in the male form of
I see Yahovah.
Of Yoveh. Okay, that's really what we're doing. Yoveh. Because Hoyah is feminine. Now let's explain. How is the word Hoyah feminine? Rashi explains. Oh, let's explain, right? Kikein Yom Abolosh Nekeva Al Sho'ova. How do you say it in the past?
Hoysa.
Hey Yud Safei Hoysa. Now that's feminine. She was in the past. Hoysa. She was. How do you say in the future? Tihiyah, feminine. Let's go one thing at a time. Hoysa with the soft, feminine has the soft, past. Future is Tihiyah. How do you now say now, taking those rules, Hoysa, Tihiyah, what's the present, what's the middle ground between Hoysa and Tihiyah? Hoyah. That's what it says. V'al ho'imed Hoyah. Kimo, just like Osa, Rotsa and Ro'ah, a woman who's a shepherdess. Rotsa, she wants. A woman who's Osa, she does, with a komatz. For a feminine, it's a komatz. So you take those words of Osasa, Tase, when you take, I'm not good with this, but when you take these words, take similar words, take the word, what's the variable? The variable, what we're missing is the present tense. We do know for a fact that the past tense is Hoysa, and the future tense is Tihiyah. We also have other words in the language, like the word Osesa and Taaseh, and we know that when you go from the past, Osesa, and the future being Taaseh, and the present tense is Osa, with the comments, the feminine Osa. Oh, so taking those same rules and all the other words, it's Hoya, fair game. Hoysa, Tihiyah, Hoyah. Right? That is what it results. So now Rashi has taught us, so we now know clearly when we read this pasuk here in the Torah, Hine Yad Hashem Hoyah b'miknecha. The Yad Hashem is currently Hoyah in the present tense. That's how Rashi says. Hoyah b'miknecha is why? Because I guess it's Yad Hashem Hoyah b'miknecha. Maybe it's the Dever. I don't know the answer.
No, Yad is Nekeva.
Yad is Nekeva?
Evarim. Shinayim Nekeva.
True Evarim. Okay, so
Me'arot.
Okay, I don't know.
No, Me'arot, yeah.
Okay, so limbs, anything which is double limb is Nekeva. So Yad is Nekeva, Mimele, it's going to be... It's going to be in the...
All the body parts
are feminine, so Yad is Nekeva, so it's going to be Hoya. Okay. Now, Hashem, now let's go back. Hashem, we have over here a beautiful Rashi. We have a Rashi which tells us, figures out that the word Hoya is the present tense of Hoysa, and the verse, the future tense of Tihiyah. Now, and so the present tense is Hoyah. Let's now extrapolate to the masculine, because certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to in the masculine, not the feminine. Okay, the feminists are not happy with this, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is considered to be male. That's what it is. I mean, that's what it says. That's what it appears, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going in the masculine form. So let's follow the same rules. What is the past tense of in the masculine, not Hoysa, but Hoya. Hey, Yud, hey. What is the future tense?
Yeah.
What would then be, now here's where it gets really tricky. What then is going to be the present tense? So the answer is, it really should be Ho-Yeh. Ho-Yeh. Hey, Yud, Vav, Hey, the same thing like by a woman. But instead of Hova, it's Ho-Yeh. No, not with the Vav. Where do you get a Vav? Ho-Yah, Yih-Yeh, there's no Vav. The Vav is not a syllable, the Vav is a vowel. What's the past tense? Ho-Yah, there's no Vav. What's the future tense? Yeah. Yihyeh. What's the present tense? Ho yeah. By a feminine, it's Hoysa. Tihyeh. Ho ya. Male, Hoya. Yihyeh. Ho yeah.
What are you trying to bring?
Oh, now, you'll see it's very interesting, the point.
How will this
Hoysa, hoysa.
Haita.
Hoysa.
Haita.
Hoysa.
No, no, haita.
Nulara, not
no,
nulara.
No, haita.
Okay, doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. Well, let's look.
Haita, loita. Haita.
Hoysa.
No, no, haita.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. Let's go further. Let's go further. Now, here comes the problem.
Haita.
Now we're going to take the word. Now what we need to do, let's make this clear. Please. Now, what does the Torah tell us? The essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya, Hove, V'yiyeh. Past, present, and future. We have to come up with a word with letters, whether it's two letters, three letters, or four letters, which encompasses all forms of past, present, and future. We have just gone through all these steps to show. We have a Rashi, we have a Pasuk in Chumash, a starting point. Great, this we can't do better than the starting point in Chumash, where Yad Hashem Ho Ya Al B'miknecha, and that is the present tense for Hoysa and Tihiyah. We extrapolate through our steps of doing the same thing when it comes to the masculine Ho Ya Yihiyah and Ho Ya. Oh yeah, where the vav is only nothing more than a vowel. The vav is not a sound, a consonant. And now we must take these three words, and we must put them together into letters, which in those letters that we will come up with, it will capture all three together. Now, what would be the three letters that would capture all three concepts? It would be Yud K, Yud K, two Yuds, not Yud K Vav K, Yud K. Because look, if you have Yud K, Yud K, in the Yud K, Yud K, you have Hoya, right? Look, if you'd write out Yud K, Yud K, the last three letters, Hey Yud Hey, the last of the four letters are Hey Yud Hey Hoya. What about the future? Yeah, that's the best, right? Yud-K is the best. Yeah, that's the best. What about the present? Yo-yeah is the present tense for him, for the masculine. Kiyad Hashem ho Yah, that is the feminine, masculine. Kiyad Hashem Ho Yeh. So when you have Yud K, and you take the last three letters, it is Ho Yeh. Beautiful, perfect. So what is the result? Okay, Cole, bear with me for one moment. You'll see what we're coming to. This Rashi says this. This is an esoteric Rashi. This is not a typical Rashi. The ideal way to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are with four letters, Yud, K, Yud, K. Being that we know that the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hoya, Hove, V'yiyeh, and the Torah tells us that these four letters are four letters which together, in the four letters, captures all three together, and we know that the way you refer to the past, the present, and the future in Hebrew is Hoya, past, future, Yihyeh, present, Hoyeh, and when you take these three concepts, you put them together, if you would spell out the letters Yud, K, Yud, K, you would perfectly have there a reference to all three. The last three letters are Hoya. The first, all four letters together is the future, Yihyeh. And you have the present with the last three letters when you pronounce the last three letters of Hoya. Perfect. So now my question to you is, and Rashi asks this question, why then isn't Hashem's name Yud, K, Yud, K? Now the truth is, this is not what Rashi says, but I do remember hearing that there is a Zohar that says that in the Chanami, that when Mashiach will come, Hashem's name will be pronounced Yud, K, Yud, K. It will be changed. And there's a beautiful drush to elaborate upon this idea, who will bring Mashiach? And there's a song. It's going to be the little Kinderlach. Probably some knockoff from some Goethe song. The little Kinderlach. Why will it be the little Kinderlach that are going to bring the Melech HaMashiach? Because today, the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yud-Ke Vav-Ke. It's a corrupted form. The way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah is Yud-Ke Vav-Ke. That's not correct. It really should be Yud K, Yud K. Why is it a Vav instead of a Yud? That's another question which I'm going to come to in one moment. But that's the way it is. We need to achieve perfection with Yud K, Yud K. If you have a Sefer Torah, and there the Yud is a little bit too long, the leg of the Yud is a little bit too long, it's a kosher apostle. If it's too long, the Yud turns into a Vav. If it's short, it's a Yud. Sometimes it's in the middle. You can't tell, is it a Yud, is it a Vav? So let's go bring the Gadol Hadar. We'll bring Chacham Hagrav HaGadol Avadi Yosef to Paskin for us. He can't Paskin. We'll bring Rav Eliashiv. He can't Paskin. We'll bring Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. He can't Paskin. Rav Moshe Feinstein cannot Paskin on the Shaila. You know who can Paskin on the Shaila? If it's Yud-K or it's Yud-K Vav-K? A child. A teenager, he's the one that can decide for us if it's Yud Kei Vav Kei or it's Yud Kei Yud Kei. He will determine if the Sefer Torah is kosher. He can make a brach on the Sefer Torah. Unbelievable. Why? Why is it? Because it's the difference between the world the way we know it now, which is a corrupted version of this world, where Hashem's name doesn't make sense. Hashem is Hoya Hoveviya. Hoya Hoveviya is Hoya Yihyeh Ho Yeh. That brings together Yud-K, Yud-K. That's the way it should be. But we're in a corrupted version of the world where there's a Vav. The Vav somehow is corrupt. Who's the one that can tell us if the Vav has been shortened, reached the point where it's now a Yud? The Tinuk, the child, the children, the Tyra, Tinoika, Shobes, Shabbat, they can bring the Melech HaMashiach. Okay, that's off the beaten path. Let's get back where we're going. Along comes Rashi, and Rashi says the most amazing thing with regard to this idea. You know why there's a Vav? You know why there's a Vav? It's not Yud-K, Yud-K, because when we're right. We're really referring to Hashem as Hoya, Hoveviya, but not in Hebrew, in Aramaic. So how do you say the past tense in Aramaic? How do you say the past in Aramaic? You have to go look at the Targumim. It's Hava. It's a Hova. Hova. Hey, Vav, Hey. How do you say the future? The future is, it doesn't bring that down. The future is also with the Vav. How do you say the present? The present is whole. The Vav is a constant.
That's what we say all the time. The Vav
in Aramaic, the Vav is a pronounced letter. Hova is the past. Hove is the present. And the future is... You have to look how it says Yi in the Targum. I forgot. I don't know. It's also
Yi.
Yi in Aramaic. How do you say Yi?
Yi Haveh.
With the Vav. The Vav is a pronounced letter. So it comes out that you want to morph the past, the present, and the future in Aramaic. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Hava. Hoveh. And yeha there. Unbelievable. So what does that mean? What does that mean? Unbelievable. That Yud Kei Vav Kei is Aramaic. You think you got Sahadus is Aramaic? You think Moshe is Egyptian? You think Totafos? The most basic thing in the Torah is Aramaic. Because the Hashem review, look at the Yisod, it's an incredible Yisod. The Tafkid of Hashem is, of Hashem's essence is Hoya Hoveviya. So let's go through the rules. Got a pasuk in Chumash. We have to extrapolate. Hoya, yeah, ho, yeah. So it should be Yud-K, Yud-K. But it doesn't say that. Yud-K, Vav-K. Aramaic. Why Aramaic? The Maral. Because Aramaic is the Unicode of the world. It's the universal language. Hebrew is good. It's pretty good. Lashon Kodesh. Get an A+ for Lashon Kodesh. It's unique to Klal Yisrael, but it's not going to bring the world together. Aramaic is the universal code. Hashem is not just Melech over us. V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz, over the whole world. That's why the Kaddish is in Aramaic. Yiskadal v'yiskadash mei rabo when. The whole, may Hashem's name be elevated, may be glorified, may be expanded. May the whole world come to be makir the Ribbono Shel Olam. You need the universal language. What's the universal language? Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, not Yud-Kei Yud-Kei. That's why the Kaddish is all in Aramaic, because when we're coming, the Tafkid of the Kaddish is the Shmei Rabba, which is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. The Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is in Aramaic. The whole Kaddish is going to be in Aramaic. Okay, so this is the first idea in Yoni Kaddish. Shocking thing, isn't it? It's a shocking thing to say. That's what it says. Rashi, Sefer HaParadeis. Maral. The real way to pronounce Yudke would be Yeho. The real way to pronounce Hashem's name would be Yeho. Yeah. Yeho, yeah. That would be the real way to pronounce it. But we pronounce it Adnos. We don't say that. What I said now is only Derech Limud. You're not allowed to say that probably when we're not Derech Limud. But Yudke Vovke. Yeah means the future. Hashem's name is the combination of Hoya, the past, Ho Yeah, the present, and Yihyeh. In Hebrew, so the combination of all three together is Yudke Yudke.
Yeah.
But we don't do that. We have Yudke Vovke because we're not pronouncing it in Hebrew. We're referencing Hashem in Hebrew. We're referencing Hashem in Aramaic because Aramaic is a universal language. That's what we need lost level. Kaddish is to bring out the Hashem's universal role. The whole world should come to Malka. That's what the whole Kaddish has to be in Aramaic.
See, Kaddish, okay. Yeah?